Because kombucha contains a very small amount of alcohol, about 0.5%, the state liquor authority was moving last year toward regulating it as an alcoholic beverage. But in the fall, the SLA, State Agriculture and Markets Department, and kombucha producers met. Jeff Emprick, owner of Buffalo-based Bootleg Bucha, says the state has gained a new appreciation for newer food and beverage industries and spared producers like him from potentially cost-prohibitive regulations.
When we met with the SLA, as well as Ags and Markets, they were very open to just learning about it and understanding how to best regulate it. And eventually, the SLA made the decision that it wasn't something that they wanted to govern underneath their watch. And agriculture markets work with us hand in hand to really kind of create regulations.
While visiting Western New York recently, State Agriculture Commissioner Richard Ball acknowledged the agreement with kombucha makers. He sees the industry as one that can also benefit local growers, just like brewers and distillers, who are required by state regulations to use locally grown goods in their products.
We've seen in the last 2 years the growth of the craft beverage industry grow. I think it's around, at last count, 184%, which means we need more hops, we need more barley, we need more rye, we need more corn.
Emprick says kombucha makers are not held to the same rules as distillers, but they still do buy their ingredients locally. He identified at least two farms in Niagara County as providers of those ingredients. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.